Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro insists he's not going anywhere. He remains in place even though European nations have recognized an opposition leader as president, and protesters flooded the streets over the weekend. Si se puede, they're saying, yes, it's possible, or yes, we can. But Maduro's supporters were marching too, marking the 20th anniversary of Venezuela's socialist government. That government's rise to power is the backdrop for this moment. It came to power with the 1999 election of Maduro's populist predecessor, Hugo Chavez. A specialist on Latin America, Miguel Tinker Salas of Pomona College, followed Chavez's career.
For the first time, you had a leader in Venezuela that looked like the mixed-race population, that spoke like them, acted like them, and he was able to utilize much of that to, again, promote social programs and to be reelected on multiple occasions.
So this populist guy, Hugo Chavez, tries a coup, fails, but ends up winning an election, taking power, huge media figure on television all the time, dominating everybody's lives, and says he's going to change everything. How did he change things in the last years of his life?
The first was political reform, the Constitution of 1999, which is today being promoted by the opposition, which at that time they opposed. Then there was a coup in 2002. He came back, and then we had dramatic investment in social programs, healthcare, education, housing, but that could only happen as long as oil prices were exceedingly high. And eventually, as prices decline, there would be a reckoning, and that reckoning has happened.
At what point did it become apparent that amid all of this spending that the oil money was starting to run out?
As the prices after 2014, 2015 begin to decline, Chavez has died. You begin to have shortages of basic food products, long lines. You have the U.S. sanctions, mismanagement, corruption. There are several factors.
And I guess it was in this period that Chavez's party began losing elections, that his successor, Nicolas Maduro, his party tried to keep control of the legislature and totally lost, right?
Correct. It's the very first electoral victory the opposition scores in the National Assembly.
So they won the legislative elections, but then Maduro's government completely disempowered the legislature, right?
Right. Maduro increasingly relies on what he will call the National Constituent Assembly, which is this clause in the Constitution which he activated to create an alternative body.
So wait a minute. Maduro is clearly losing power from 2015 onward. And instead of just fighting it out in elections, he ends up taking all the power away from the National Assembly, winning re-election with deeply disputed methods. How much popularity, though, does the president still seem to have, if any?
According to some polls, even opposition polls, anywhere from 25 to 30%, even with the current crisis. And the opposition to Maduro is not just from the right. There are people protesting against Maduro that are protesting because he has not fulfilled the promises he made to the popular sectors. The opposition, they are united in ousting Maduro. It's not clear that they're united on what comes next.
The opposition leader Juan Guaido has said he's president under this provision that says that the legislative leader becomes interim president if there's a vacancy of the presidency. But isn't he limited to holding that office for 30 days until he can figure out an election?
Yes, and this is where it becomes kind of problematic because the Constitution says 30 days. I'm hearing already from opposition sources saying that maybe they need a year to cleanse the political process. That would lead to more chaos. And that's the fear of playing to the military. What happens if you do find a faction in the military and we do wind up with an open military conflict? The consequences would be disastrous for the country.
Is the opposition movement discredited at all because it has such overt support from the United States?
For an important segment of Venezuelan society, it is. The fact that you have Donald Trump, whose actions in terms of Latin America vis-a-vis the border, immigrant families, the separation of children, and then you have John Bolton and statements about the oil company, that baggage is part of what Guaido now carries.
Even with that said, does it seem to you that the opposition is legitimate on some level, that they represent the broad majority of society?
I think the opposition is a legitimate force in Venezuela. I think that they not always have been democratic. We have to go back and understand that in 2002, they supported a coup. The reality is that unless there's a negotiated solution, unless the parties can come together, it puts us back at square one tomorrow.
Miguel Tinker Salas, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.